This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Eva Romero. Today, I'm with Betty Villegas, director of the Mexican American Heritage and History Museum. Welcome, Betty.
I appreciate you inviting me to be here with you today.
Betty, the Mexican American Museum at the Sosa Carrillo House was founded by the group Los Descendientes del Presidio de Tucson in order to promote and preserve the rich heritage of the Old Pueblo. How long have you been around, and how did this all get started?
Los Descendientes del Presidio de Tucson was incorporated in 1990 and started by a group of pioneer families that were descendants of the Old Pueblo that had been here in Tucson for many, many generations. They felt that they wanted to form this organization to really make sure that people didn't forget about the pioneers, first of all, and didn't forget about their families. And they wanted to educate the community on who they were and the contributions that their families have made and the contributions that many Mexican-American people have made in this region.
What do you think every Tucsonan should know about our heritage and history, and maybe specifically our Mexican-American heritage and history?
Well, from the Mexican-American heritage and history, I believe that everyone needs to know the history of how we came here, how long we were here, the migration that took place between Mexico and Tucson, where our families would go back and forth. It's very important, especially for our newcomers, to know that this was part of Mexico. And we were part of Mexico until the Gadsden Purchase, which happened in 1853, I believe. From that point on is when changes started to happen. But we were already here. And I think it's important for people to know that the contributions that we have made from the very beginning are many, and those stories have not always been told. And I believe that that's one of the reasons why we have a lot of division even within our own culture, because people don't understand the history, even though, you know, we always try to look forward and the present and forward. You need to look at that. You need to look at your history in order to know where you're going in the future and learn from it and really take pride in it, you know, because it's important. The other part of the history that is very important to me and to many here is that we are on Tohono O'odham land, right? Even as Mexican Americans, we were not the first ones here. And so we always have to acknowledge that. We have learned so much from each other. And where we got our start, you know, was right where the Mission Gardens is now, really, you know, so, and where there's so much history here in Tucson specifically. I mean, our Tohono O'odham brothers and sisters have been here for 3,000 years or even longer, maybe. So, you know, there's so much history here. And I think that's one of the reasons people are really flocking to move here.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Betty.
You're welcome.
This has been Artist Stories with Eva Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their Gallery Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. Call 777-7000 or visit BenjaminSupply.com or Gallery2Sun.com.